That's just incredible. Absolutely incredible. Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about Chinatown and Jim Lee. Now, Jim Lee was a Chinaman who worked on your farm.
Yes.
Is that correct?
He was employed, he was with us for 25 years. He would walk from Chinatown every morning and come to work, and then he'd go back at night, and he would have his noon meal with us.
Would this be Chinatown on Yale?
On Yale West, down by the Frosted Fruit.
Uh-huh. Was he born in China?
Yes.
And he would...
He had a wife back there, too.
So he would be one of the, what they call, bachelors. Living
yes.
here.
They came out to this country to work, I guess hoping they'd bring their wives later, but he never did bring his. But it was quite a... Their houses were very close together, like row houses. Mostly on the one side, on the left-hand side going out to Sardis. The Masonic Hall was also a very prominent place. And our Masons from Chilliwack were invited out there for banquets.
So this would be the meeting hall and
meeting hall
special occasion place
yes.
and so on. What were the row houses like? They were literally attached to each other?
Yes, as far as I remember, they were attached, or very, very close, but I think they were attached.
And tall?
No, they weren't large. No, they weren't very big. And they had a porch running right across the front of them.
Sort of their
the
own
whole
sidewalk
thing.
Kind of
yeah,
thing.
A sidewalk.
And you told me that... In summertime, as you went by, you could see them sitting out smoking their opium.
That's what our old Jim Lee told us, that they were smoking opium. And the old fellows would be sitting out in a warm summer evening on the front porch. And they'd have this very long-stemmed pipe. And this is what they were doing. They were smoking opium.
Where would they get the opium from?
China, I guess. I don't know.
So
maybe
in through Vancouver?
Probably. They had a source. Maybe they had it right here in from Vancouver,
right.
probably.
Now, Chinese people are very fond of children, and I'm told they would bring presents to the children of the farmers for whom they work.
Oh, yes. The Chinese are very, very generous. And every Christmas, this is what we look forward to, the Chinese lilies, a dish to put them in. We also put stones around the base and just water, stones and water. Just the stones to hold the bulb and the roots.
Mm-hmm.
Grow very tall and a very heavy scented bloom. And tichy nuts, which are lovely. They have a soft shell and very meaty around a pit. And some fireworks. And shoots, vegetable shoots, would you call them shoots? Or?
Oh, probably.
Yes, the very tender sprouts, that's what I'm trying to say. The very tender sprouts, you bring those too, because they eat a lot of that sort of food.
And the Chinese here were into growing potatoes, that would be their...
Yes, that was
their major...
Yes, it was. They'd rent land, a field from a farmer, and they would plant their own potatoes and then sell them.
Were there Chinese children at school with you?
Yes, I would say there'd be 7 or 8 over at Robertson School. And the children all got along fine. Yes. We thought a lot of the Chinese.
Tell me about Chinese funerals and the dragon dance.
Oh, yes, when there was a funeral down at Chinatown, they always had to bring up the dragon. And apparently the tail portion of the dragon was very, very important. And one time Jim was showing my dad how that tail should have been worked, because he said the one what it was doing wasn't doing it correctly. And he was showing my father how it should have been done.
So this would be a special step?
Oh yes, it was very...
Very ritualistic and
yes,
very important
very
that
important.
It be done
oh, yes.
just so. So the dragon dance would involve a number of people in this?
I would be so, because it's quite large, this dragon
in this
house.
Costume.
Yes. I understand they do this in Chinatown and Vancouver, don't they?
Now tell me, that the funerals, they used to throw a kind of confetti with holes all through it.
Yes, and I think the devil's supposed to go through all these holes in the confetti.
Before he can get in the spirit.
Yeah, he'd probably never make it.
And that would save the person.